Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love and occasionally put in something odd, or reading, or a story, or maybe some music that doesn't fit the normal pattern. And I don't have a wombat plan for tonight. However, tonight is special. This is the WEHC Fall Fundraising Week. And if you're listening, we would encourage you, I encourage you, to make a contribution. If you like this station, a major part of our funding is from contributions. It's very important to us. And the number you would call to make a contribution is 276-525-2550. That's the phone number, 276-525-2550. You can also go online and make a gift at WEHCFM.com. You go to that webpage and click Make a Gift. And we're looking forward toward our future. We also look to be a growing part of the five counties we serve, and we're hoping for a growing number of listeners. Well, our 9,000-watt station is entirely powered by solar energy. And I'll give you more information about our fundraising as the show goes on. But to start off, I want to play one of my favorite songs from the last few years. Bob Dylan, of course, is a seminal person in our culture. His songs, his influence on music is great. However, he's not a great singer. I've never cared that much for his voice, and there are only a few recordings of his I really like. This is one of them. This is Knocking on Heaven's Door. He wrote it for a film, and he recorded it for that film. And it was about a dying sheriff or deputy out in the West. And somehow this song speaks to me. So I bring you Knocking on Heaven's Door by Bob Dylan.
Take this badge off of me. I can't use it anymore. It's getting dark, too dark to see. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Mama put my guns in the ground. I can't shoot them anymore. That long black cloud is coming down. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, 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 knocking on heaven's door.
That was Knocking on Heaven's Door by Bob Dylan. Well, that song is kind of a down song, and I've got another one coming up that's equally down in its way. But in between, I'm going to play this one, Born to Fly by Sarah Evans. And this is an up song. This is someone who's in part of their life where they're saying, I am ready to really roll from here. I may not be rolling now, but I was born to roll. I was born to fly. So Sarah Evans and Born to Fly.
I've been telling my dreams to the scarecrow about the places that I'd like to see. I say, friend, do you think I'll ever get there? Oh, but he just stands there smiling back at me. So I confess my sins to the preacher about the love I've been praying to find. Is there a brown-eyed boy in my future? Yeah. And he says, girl, you've got nothing but time. I want
Born to Fly by Sarah Evans. Well, I mentioned it's fundraising week, and I'll remind you the phone number you can call if you want to make a contribution is 276-525-2550. WAHC is committed to serving the people of Southwest Virginia, not just through its radio show, which you're listening to over the air, but also the online stream at WEHCFM.com, and also growing use of podcasts. We're trying to connect Southwest Virginia residents using entertainment that reflects both their history and their passions. And like no other radio station, we're trying to connect the people of Southwest Virginia to each other and to their region of the world. We're committed to that, and so if you can make a contribution, please call in at 276-525-2550. The next song is a little depressing. It's called The Weary Kind, but it has a wonderful mood to it. It takes me into a place. I saw the movie. It was the theme song from Crazy Heart, and it really catches the mood of the movie well. I wish I had heard the song before the movie, because I didn't really understand the movie till near the end. But once I heard the song, then I knew immediately what the movie was all about. And so if you're at this place in life, it'll ring your bell. And if you aren't, you can empathize with someone who is. This is The Weary Kind by Ryan Bingham.
Your heart's on the loose. You rode them sevens with nothing to lose. This ain't no place for the weary kind. You called all your shots, shooting a ball at the corner truck stop. How this don't feel like home anymore. And this ain't no place for the weary kind. And this ain't no place to lose your mind. This ain't no place to fall behind. Pick up your crazy heart and give it one more try. Sweating out the hay, the days and the nights all feel the same. Whiskey has been a thorn in your side, it doesn't forgive the highway that calls for your heart inside. This ain't no place for the weary kind. This ain't no place to lose your mind. This ain't no place to fall behind. Crazy heart and give it one more try. your fingertips. You are the man that ruined the world. Your heart's on the loose. You rolled them sevens with nothing to lose. This ain't no place for the weary kind.
That was The Weary Kind by Ryan Bingham. I often bring up my own personal hobbies and things on the show. I am a fiddler. I am an amateur fiddler, a beginner, and I always will be. I ran across a fiddle song recently that I really like a lot, and I'm learning it, and it's hard for me. And I want you to notice in this, it's a short song. It's called The Old Gray Cat, and the fiddler is good and doing some subtle things, little ornamentation notes and double strings and stuff. All that is good, and I'm not really trying to do much of that. But I just think the melody's beautiful, and his performance, his or her performance, is wonderful too. So this is The Old Gray Cat, an instrumental fiddle. That was Old Gray Cat Fiddle. And I'll remind you again, it's fundraising week. The number to call is 276-525-2550. We receive no state or federal funding and rely entirely on contributions to enhance our programming. We'd like to do more things and even better serve you than we are. And your contributions will help us do that. The next song is Hide and Seek by Imogene Heap. I heard this first a few years ago. One of my sons, I think, played it for me, knowing that I like odd music, and this is odd. It's done, I think, with some artificial stuff, filters and things. In any case, Imogene Heap is a group that performs and makes a different kind of sound, and you'll hear what it's like because you're going to hear the next number. So this number is called Hide and Seek, and here we go.
What the hell is going on? The dust has only just begun to fall. Crop circles. Wrinkles in the carpet, sinking feeling. Spin me round again and rub my eyes. This can't be happening when busy streets amiss with people would stop to hold their heads heavy. Trains and sewing machines, all those years, they were here first. Oily marks appear on walls where pleasure moments hung before the takeover, the sweeping insensitivity of this still love. Trains and sewing machines, you won't catch me around here. Blood and tears, they were here first. What you say? Oh, that you only meant well. Cause you did, what you say? That it's all for the best, cause it is what you say. That it is what we need, you decided this, what you say? What did she say? Rinse and notes came falling out your mouth, mid-sweet talk. News, people are gods. Speak no feeling, no, I don't believe you. You don't care a bit, you don't care a bit. Someone else keep falling out your mouth. Sweet talk, news, people are gods. Speak no feeling, no, I don't believe you. You don't care a bit, you don't care, you don't care a bit.
That was Hide and Seek by Imogene Heap. Next comes quite a different kind of sound. This is Maura Smiley and her group Voco. Maura is an extremely versatile musician and likes to do arrangements. This particular song is called Wondrous Love. And one of my hobbies is to sing with what's called shape note singing. And the book I sing from is Sacred Harp. It's four-part harmony. And one of the songs that's most popular in that tradition is Wondrous Love. So she mentions that she got this from the Sacred Harp tradition, but she has modified it. The Sacred Harp is a very tight tradition. You sing what's in the book. But Maura Smiley, is not one to stay between the lines when she colors. So she comes up with, I think, a wonderful piece of music. So I'm taking you now to Wondrous Love, as performed by Maura Smiley and Voco.
Finished up the first half with an old song called Wondrous Love. Started out do today is a messed up Sacred Harp song.
That was Maura Smiley and vocals singing Wondrous Love. And the typically Sacred Harp is sung with no instruments, just voices. And the whole last part of that was just voices. And those strange chords that they were singing, those were straight out of the book. That's the way Sacred Harp sometimes sings. But the arrangement, the banjo and all, just adds a lot to it. Well, it's time to take a break and tell you who we are, what we're doing. And you're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. Wombats and Music comes to you from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station. And you can also pick us up on the web at WEHCFM.com. And go there and click on Listen Live, and you can hear the show anytime. And you can pick up Wombats and Music Mondays at 7 in the night and Saturdays at 1 p.m. in the afternoon from anywhere in the world, if you can figure out the clock. Via WEHCFM.com. This is fundraising week, and if you'd like to make a contribution, you'll help this station do what it wants to do, which is to support the local community, its businesses, its culture. And we're not only trying to promote the culture that's here, we're trying to bring in the outside world also into this area and connect the two. It's our job, and we can need our help. We need all the help you can give us. If you'd like to make a contribution, please call 276-525-2550 and someone will pick up your line and you can make your contribution. Or you can go online and click Make a Gift on the webpage at WEHCFM.com. So Wombats and Music comes on each week, Mondays at 7, Saturdays at 1, and I get to play songs I love. I've already played one fiddle tune. Here comes another. This is called Gypsy Dance. It's by Rhys Jones and Christina Wheeler. I had the privilege of being at a week of music, and two of the professionals there that week were Rhys Jones and Christina Wheeler. I took their class. I went to their concerts. They're both master fiddlers. Someone there told me that Christina is actually the stronger of the two. I said, I couldn't tell that. Said, oh, yes, they said, she has a classical background, as if that made her better. In fiddle, there is the classical music area, the violin. And if people ask, what's the difference? the best line I heard was, a violin has strings and a fiddle has strings. They're the same instrument, exactly the same. Particular fiddlers may do things like flatten the bridge a little bit or something like that. But basically, they're exactly the same instrument. It's just the style. And local styles vary a lot. Appalachian fiddle is just wonderful. There's also Irish and Scottish, and every part of the world has its own fiddle music or its own local violin music. This particular song is called Gypsy Dance, and I think it's just a wonderfully involving tune. It catches me in a way. It's sort of like, I don't know, hypnotism. But this is the two fiddles together. It's hard to distinguish when there are two and when there's one. But this is Gypsy Dance by Rhys Jones and Christina Wheeler.
Thank you.
That was Gypsy Dance by Reese Jones and Christina Wheeler. And I forgot to mention that they're married, and a wonderful couple they are, too. Now, we're going to move on to Lyle Lovett. I like Lyle Lovett. He's just an easygoing guy, strange-looking fellow, and some of his music is just absolutely haunting. Just nice, wonderful stuff. And this is one of those. It's called This Old Porch. So here is Lyle Lovett with This Old Porch.
This old porch is like a big old red and white perfect board, standing under a mesquite tree. I don't know what they'll say, and he just keeps on playing hide and seek with that hot August sun. Just a sweating and a pen, 'cause his work is never done. And this old porch is like a steaming greasy plate of enchiladas with lots of cheese and onions and a guacamole salad. And you can get them down at the La Salle Hotel in old downtown, with iced tea and a waitress, and she will smile every time. And this old porch is the palace walking on the main street of Texas that's never seen the day. A GNR in excess with that 62 poster that's almost faded down, and a screen without a picture since Giant came to town. This old porch is like a weathered gray-haired 70 years of Texas is doing all it can not to give in to the city, and he always takes the rent late so long as I run the cattle, and he picks me up at dinner time and I listen to him rattle. He says the Brazos still runs muddy just like she's run all along. There ain't never been no cane to grind, the cotton's all but gone. And you know this brand new Chevrolet, hell, it was something back in 60, but now there won't nobody listen to him, 'cause they all think he's crazy. And this old porch is just a long time of waiting and forgetting and remembering the coming back, and not crying about the leaving, and remembering the falling down, and the laughter of the curse of luck from all of those passers-by who said we'd never get back up. This old porch is just a long time of waiting and forgetting and remembering the coming back, and not crying about the leaving, and remembering the falling down, and the laughter of the curse of luck from all of those sons of bitches who said we'd never get back up.
That was This Old Porch by Lyle Lovett. Next up is going to be Daniel Praed by Doc Watson and Clarence Ashley. They're local people. They're from within 100 miles of here. I saw Doc Watson perform in Marion about 6 or 7 years ago, and just a wonderful performer. I've heard his songs for many years. I sing some of them. This is one of the ones I have sung. I've got other people to sing the parts. Only once. It was a little tricky to get all the parts together. There are two parts, and there's a third part, I think, comes in. Anyway, while we're on the subject of local, we all belong to various communities. We have our families. We have the town we're in, like Abingdon or Meadowview or Emory. And then moving up the line, you get to the region, like we're in Southwest Virginia. Also, many of us identify as Southerners. Then you get where you're United States and are members of the world. And a radio station takes advantage of all these things. It tries to bond together the region we're in as much as anything, Southwest Virginia, because we can reach out to much of Southwest Virginia. And also, we try and make us citizens of the world. And some of the music I play does that. This particular song, Daniel Prayed, is Appalachian in my mind. The arrangement, the style, the singers are. And it's a particularly good song. A friend of mine noticed this song and alerted me years ago saying, "You're going to like this one." And he was right. I went out and bought the album back when they had records. I went out and bought the record and played it and played this track and said, "Thank you, John."
I heard about a man one day who wasted not his time away.
He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
He
cared not for the king's decree, but trusted God who set him free.
Old Daniel prayed.
Old Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night. Old Daniel served the living God while here upon this earth he trod.
He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night. He cared not for the things of Baal, but trusted God who never failed.
Old Daniel prayed.
Old Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
They cast him in the lion's den because he would not honor men. He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
Their jaws were locked, it made him shout, and God soon brought him safely out. Old Daniel prayed.
Old Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night. Old Daniel served the living God while here upon this earth he trod.
He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night. He cared not for the things of Baal, but trusted God who never fails.
Old Daniel prayed.
Old Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
Oh, brother, let us watch and pray like Daniel lived from day to day. He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning,
noon and night.
He cared not for the king's decree, but trusted God who set him free.
Old Daniel prayed.
Old Daniel prayed every morning,
noon and night.
Old Daniel served the living God while here upon this earth he trod.
He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning,
noon and night.
He cared for the things of Baal, but trusted God who never fails.
Old Daniel prayed.
Old Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
That was Daniel Prayed by Doc Watson and Clarence Ashley. If you like this show, I would appreciate your calling in or emailing in. You can call in to 276-525-2550 and tell them you like wombats and music. That's the contribution line, so they're also going to ask you for a contribution, so you might want to make one. But you can just call them and tell them you like wombats and music. Or you can email us at wehc@ehc.edu. That's EHC, Emory Henry College. And if you do, please be sure and mention Wombats and Music as one of the shows you like. I need all the support I can get. If you call in, there'll be somebody here waiting by the phone, 276-525-2550, to take your contribution or your comment that you like wombats and music. Now comes Crosby, Stills, and Nash, a classic group, wonderful harmony. I've read a biography by Graham Nash, and apparently they had their differences, but when they got together to sing, all those differences disappeared, and they were like brothers. They loved to sing together, and this song is a good example of what happened when they did get together to sing. This is called Stop Children, What's That Sound?
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. What's that sound?
That was Stop Children, What's That Sound by Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And it haunts me, that song. It was during the Vietnam era that that song was played. And it was a protest song, at least many interpreted it as such. You're listening to WEHC FM, and it's fundraising week. If you'd like to call and make a pledge, please call 276-525-2550. The next song is Barbra Streisand and Neil Diamond, You Don't Bring Me Flowers. Sometimes relationships wane. Sometimes it's just a temporary lull. Sometimes it's the end approaching. You never know. But Barbra Streisand and Neil Diamond are talking about a waning period, and one hopes the relationship will grow again. So this is You Don't Bring Me Flowers by Neil Diamond and Barbra Streisand, two of the top singers of their era.
To love used to be so natural.
Used to be.
Talk about forever. What used to be's don't count anymore. They just lay on the floor till we sweep them away.
And baby, I remember.
I learned how to cry.
Well, I learned how to love. I even learned how to lie.
Think I could learn.
So you think I could learn. I tell
you goodbye. You don't bring me flowers. You don't say you need me.
You don't sing me love songs.
You don't bring me flowers anymore.
That was Barbra Streisand and Neil Diamond, obviously live, singing You Don't Bring Me Flowers. And that song speaks to me. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and this is your host, Harry Bayon. And Wombats and Music plays Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. And I've been telling you that this is fundraising week. I want to tell you a little bit about the station. Up until this new building was built, our primary studio was in another building, an older studio, and it happened to be the building I worked in while I was here at Emory Community College, and it was very convenient for me. I could walk from my office upstairs and go about 30 feet, and there I was. Now I'm in the new Performing Arts Center, and WEHC has a beautiful studio here, nice recording room, beautiful equipment. There are three separate recording rooms and offices for the staff, and there's a student working in the room next to me right now programming for the weekend. Just an interesting place to be and a lot of fun. And I enjoy coming in here and enjoy making this show. I pre-record my show usually. And so you're hearing it after I record it, and then they play it on Monday night and Saturdays. And it's just a good enterprise here. It reaches out to the students. It reaches to the community. And it's a way of tying this world, this part of our world, together in a way that nothing else really can. It covers about... Let's see, it's 9,000 watts, so you figure it out. It reaches out at least 35 miles, which is quite a zone, quite a few people. And this week we're raising money, so if you'd like to call in, it's 276-525-2550, and you can make your contribution. Another part of the show, what goes on here, is that the different hosts on the show, the volunteers, occasionally meet each other. And so I've gotten to know a number of very interesting people who have shows out here. Steve Fisher, I've known for years and love his music. And some of the students play things that aren't my favorite kind of music, but that's things that they know others like. And the fact that it's not my taste, I'm sure some of my music is not their taste. So you get quite a variety here. And that's one of the things that makes the place interesting, is that we're not all focused on one particular thing. I love to play Appalachian music, and I feel I'm contributing to the local culture or a showing, exposing the local culture too. But there are bands and groups here that are playing a very different kind of music, and they're no less authentic and real, and people love them as much as I love my music. So come to WEHC and you can hear these things. I have one last piece of fundraising information, and that is, if you'd like to become a day sponsor with a recorded announcement to run three times that day, Your minimum payment is $90.70. 90.7. That's our call. That's FM 90.7. $90.70. These personal sponsorships are a wonderful way to celebrate or remember an individual or group that is important to you. So that's one additional way you can contribute to this station. And now it's time to end the show, and I want to ask you to do what I ask you to do every week, and that is to join me in celebrating. And what are we going to celebrate? We're going to celebrate just being alive. And so the way I word that is, please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.